Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, folks, to Wednesday, the 11th. And Brenda out from Evansville, Indiana, with her friend Bucky Boy, I'll tell you what, they braved 26-degree weather. You know, the media is in control of the message. Can't you tell? Have you turned on Fox News today? I didn't dare go on the other channels. I didn't care. But, boy, I'll tell you what, these school shootings just take up all the time. Three shows in a row of personal grief from violence in the country. And it's yellow journalism keeping us from understanding what's really going on in our government with health care, with Obamacare, with you name it, whether it's Fast and Furious, whether it's Benghazi. This is about who controls the message, isn't it? It really is. So we're doing it again Friday. Go to any ABC outlet, NBC or CBS. I know the others are in line too, but we're going to be concentrating on the ones that matter, you know? We can talk about MSNBC. We can talk about Fox, but my goodness, tell me ABC, CBS, and NBC aren't the major culprits. Of course they are, and the reason they are is the same reason we have to reach them. They've got the biggest reach. Now, as predicted, and please go on to my Facebook page. Look at the media, Power of 10. I've got 50 state chapters out there. If you just Google, go on to your search bar at Facebook and just do Power of 10 and then your state name, and you'll see your state chapter there. Join you. I'll put you in immediately. I have to approve you, but that's pretty automatic, isn't it? Look, as predicted from my 2-1 pages that I'd like you to read, Mad as Hell and Why This Will Work, they're both on the pages. You'll see them rather easily. But to be honest with you, it takes no work at all, just a commitment and a few handmade signs. It's not going to cost you any money except your time, your effort. You know, I always said love is the opposite of love isn't hate, it's indifference. Well, I'll tell you what, apathy will be the doom to us all, you know? It really will. So I'm hoping to encourage people. I'm hoping to encourage people to take a stand and get in front of the media's message. We have to take back the message, folks. They're controlling the message. People say, well, Tony, I'm boycotting the media. I'm not watching any of those. I'm not watching ABC. I'm not watching NBC. Who cares less what you're not watching? That's like fixing the rain by you putting on a raincoat. How is stopping the rain by you putting a raincoat on going to help at all? It isn't going to help. Media locations throughout the United States, anyone that wants to be a leader, step up. Those others, follow behind or get the hell out of the way. I've got people on Facebook right now saying, where's this taking place? Angela Ferris, she says, where's this taking place? I'm saying everywhere. You pick a place. You pick a city. You know, boycotting is a non-action. It's a non-action. Angela's saying, I have people who want to make a statement, but we're scattered all over. We're tired of all the lies, immigration, and bullcrap. Absolutely. And Angela, what I would say to you is, again, if you're within one hour of a media outlet or more. I mean, Sherry came up from Sierra Vista last week, and that was a good hour and a half drive. Start out with yourself, maybe one other. Take pictures. Send them to me. We'll spread them around. Angela says, do you have to get a permit? No, we're going to be doing sidewalks. Sidewalks is public domain, okay? It's that simple. sidewalks, public domain. I'm typing into the little talk sheet there. I'm not sure if she's listening to me. She says, are you a talk show host for radio? I'm saying I'm on now. On now on Blog Talk. On Blog Talk. Go to my C wall. Yeah, I'm on now. I better type that again. There you go. At any rate, so look at, like I predicted, the media didn't even come out to say, hey, they had a couple probably low-life account executives come out of outside the front of KVOA, and he stood and just watched us. And as I've stated, see, I can logically project out what's going to happen when X happens. I can tell you what Y is going to follow. I just follow the logical progression of thought using logic, reason, and think about it. If I was the media and I put myself in their shoes thinking like them, I don't put myself in their shoes thinking like me. I put myself in their shoes thinking like them. If I was them, if I was those arrogant puppies and someone, two, three, four people all of a sudden started picketing, you know what I'd do? You know what I'd say? I'd ignore them. You're damn right. I'd ignore. Oh, they'll go away. They're just a pest. What do you do with most pests, right? What they don't realize is that this pest, this fly in the kitchen as you're cooking, is more going to be like a hornet's nest at a picnic where, oh, you're going to be really bothered. We're going to take all the wind out of your sail. We're going to make it all fun for you, but this is how it's going to happen. And this follows in line with advertising. This follows in line in advertising. It takes 3, 5, 6, 7 times before people get a response. You know, when people ask me, how come you're doing this all the time? Why are you repeating your message? Why are you sending those posts over and over again? It's because repetition works in any kind of advertising. Right now, we're selling a message, aren't we? We want people to buy our message, so we have to be repetitive. And that's what the power of 10 is. It's a repetitive thing. Because, folks, they're going to ignore us the first day, and they did. Now, the second day, come this Friday, let me tell you what they're going to do. They're going to look out that window. They're going to look out that window at KBOA and other locations. Brenda, I hope you can join us again. I know she's doing an overpass thing the following day, I think, on a Saturday. But we picked up a few other people that's going to do some work out of Houston and so forth. See, I don't prepare for this. Otherwise, I'd have every name, all the places sort of organized so I could tell you all. But here's what's happening. On the second day, those media clowns are going to look out that window and they're going to say to themselves, oh, my goodness, he's here again. He's here again. All right, we'll ignore him again, no worries. Well, then again, we're there the third time. Now, meanwhile, we're pushing all these pictures out on Facebook. We're getting more cities to participate with us, okay? And at one point in time, another media outlet, CBS, ABC, or maybe even KVOA will come out and say, Tony, what's all this about? I see your post on Facebook. Gee, what's your beef, man? What's your beef? Well, let me tell you what I'm going to tell them, because I'm not going to tell them anything except, look, here's my one pager. I'm mad as hell, and here it is. Now, folks, I've been spreading this one pager, mad as hell, for the past 4, 5, 6 weeks, so it's all over my Facebook wall, et cetera, et cetera. But I'll read just a little bit of this, okay? I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Picket the media to the power of 10. This is the one pager I'm going to give them because, folks, I'm not going to let them interview me and then edit it and then create their own message. The only time I will allow them to speak to me with questions being answered is if they interview me live, and I will do that. But as this one pager goes on, Marshall McLuhan stated, the medium is the message. Each medium controls the message. Contemporary media outlets, NBC, ABC, manipulate the message in order to spread the mantra which opposes American values of family and religion. This one pager is up on my Facebook page, Tony Venuti. You can select Power of 10 or Picket the Media. You'll find it. In defense of the independent, self-reliant American spirit, we stand strong against pop culture media. The American culture is the fabric that is held together by the glue of church and family. Our American moral compass has been usurped and replaced by the pop culturists who deem evil as sexy and fun. The media's long-established relationship with the CIA goes back as far as the 40s. See Operation Mockingbird. Has not departed from its purpose of controlling the message. The message is controlled by controlling those who impart information to the public at large. The media's task is to be a check on the government's denial of liberties, not to be a defender of the government's attempt of controlling we the people. But what can 10 people do? The power of 10 in the math equation tells it all. People of this great and wonderful land we call the United States of America will not relinquish our duty to uphold the Constitution of these United States. 1 million people divided by 10 will each represent one government-supported media outlet. Each will be held to account. The Federal Arbitrators of Truth and Objectivity, FATO, has decreed that only federal government in the hands of correctly thinking adults is to be validated. Sarcasm notwithstanding, the mediocrity is simply a description of such elitist behavior, and we the people will stand in opposition to the statewide media complex. Folks, there's going to be a point in time where you're going to wish you had done something when you didn't do anything. Should have did that. I could have did that. I would have did that. If only I had done that. Well, you know, those are all cop-out words. Ifa, woulda, coulda, shoulda. They're all cop-out words. This is your time to act. Boycotting is a non-action. It does squat how the media is. If the tree falls in the woods and there was no reporter there to report it, did it really happen? If Benghazi was what we know it to be and it's not reported, did it really happen? Fast and Furious, not reported. Did it really happen? Folks, this is all about the messenger. This is all about the messenger controlling the message they're putting into our heads, network programming notwithstanding. They're programming us, the citizenry, and I've been watching it since a kid, always scratching my head, wondering how come the same stories are on the same three networks, the same major newspapers. Come on, somebody from up top has to be pointing a finger and saying, these are what we need to do, this is why we're doing it, and we all have to follow the yellow brick road. I do this show every day, but I haven't really been doing it every day, folks, so bear with me there. But my intent is to give you a slight reminder, a little bit of motivation, and what we're really doing. I'm going to break this short now at 15 minutes because, you know, like I said, I'm just doing an update, and I'm not in the mood to do a show. I used to do 600 shows over 3 years. They're in my archives. You can see them at any time. I look forward to meeting up with you all. Friday, I hope some people can get on board and do what they feel they need to do to make it work to the power of 10. This is Tony Venuti with your ex-conservative radio aura from Tucson, Arizona, speaking of picketing the media. Join me. Ciao.